11, 8, 3, or 2, 4, 6 lines from the end of the page. The Gemara is speaking about making leap years, how many people you need, and all the various different, the Nasi has to say, Reitzani, and what things we do as a cause for a leap year, and so on. Okay, so it says, Tan Rabban Rabban learned, Im Avner Sashana, we don't make a leap year, Lem Mnei Agdiyin, Lem Mnei Atloyin, not because of the goats or the sheep, like we learned, that you have to bring a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach has to be a certain, the animal has to be a certain age, and sometimes if you make a leap year, the animal will reach that age, whatever, you don't do it for that. And not because of the doves that don't, that haven't matured yet enough to fly, which again has to do with Korbanus and all these things, that they would postpone them until the birds matured. For all these things, you don't, that itself is not a cause to make a leap year. But you make it as an additional reason, you know, and as an additional cause. And the Gemara is going to explain what it means. What?
For making the bread,
the tanur should be.
No, that we said last time. Right. That you, huh?
Right.
That is a reason. But not because of the birds. The goats and things like that for Kobanis. Ketzad, what does it mean? He said like this. This is the proclamation he gave out. Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi in his time. And he gave it a proclamation for the new year, for the leap year. And he said like this. We're letting you know. That the doves are still tender. And the lambs are too thin. And the time for the grain has not ripened yet. Therefore, it's proper, in my opinion, to extend the year. And therefore, we're adding to the year 30 days. In other words, Shimon Gamliel didn't make it the actual reason, because he said the main reason was because the tefuah didn't ripen yet. That we said before is a reason to make a leap year. But he put it all together as reasons why together you need to make a leap year. So the Gemara says like this. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying over here, how many days did he add for the leap year? 30 days. Which means, according to him, when you add a month, it's 30 days. Right? That's what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying. Because a month could be 29 days, a month could be 30. So the Gemara says, Meitzer, I'll ask you a question. It says, Kami Iber Shana, how many days do we make a leap year? Is the leap year 29 days? Or is the leap year 30 days? So it says, Shleishim Yem 30 days. That's what the Tana Kama holds. The first Tana holds is 30 days. Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Chedesh, a month, which means 29 days. So it's an obvious contradiction. Here Reb Shimon Gamliel said clearly, we're adding 30 days. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says we add 29 days. So which one is it?
In Gemara, Chodesh is always 29 days?
Yeah, Chodesh is always 29 days. Why? Because it's the fewest... you don't stop learning for this. Afterwards, you make the notes. Reb Shimon Gamliel says Chodesh. Because it says that Chodesh, the least of a month, is 29 days. There's a rule in Torah. When the Torah says something without a number, it means the least. For instance, if the Torah ever says something plural, it means two. Because miut rabi mishnayim, the minimal amount of plural is two. So if the Torah wants to say five, it says five. If the Torah just says days, for instance, what does it mean? Two. Okay? So here the Gemara says that the word chedesh means 29 days. So the Gemara's question is very simple. Here, Reb Shimon Gamliel says he had 30 days. Over there, Reb Shimon Gamliel says he had 29 days. Amen, Rabbi said. It's not a contradiction. You could do either one. Ratzu Chedesh, what? When, if you have the Hebrew English?
Bottom of.
The bottom of, the last line of Yud Aleph from Mid Aleph, 11a4. The last line of Yud Aleph from Mid Aleph. Amen Papa Papa answers. Ratzu Chedesh, if they want, they make 29 days. Ratzu Shleishim Yom, they can make 30 days. Okay? So therefore, it's not really... No, in other words, like this. According to the Chachamim, The first opinion, you're always at 30 days. That's his opinion. Reb Shimon Gamliel, who sometimes says 29 and sometimes says 30, holds, sometimes you can make 29, sometimes you can make 30. And it's not that Reb Shimon Gamliel here says it's always 29. Or when he says 30, it means always 30. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, if you want, sometimes you can make 29 days in the extra month. Sometimes you can make 30. Over there, that particular year, Reb Shimon Gamliel said you need to make 30. But it's not a contradiction. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? And now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is going to say, look at the difference between the earlier generations and the later generations. The haughtiness of the later generations was much greater than the haughtiness of the earlier generation, one generation apart. What did Reb Shimon Gamliel say over here? He says, I feel that we should make a leap year. That's what he said before.
Feel.
Ushvidus milsoi ba'anpoi. What he said before the Meisvei. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, in my opinion, we should make a leap year. He didn't say our opinion. He said, in my opinion, we should make a leap year. Okay? Tochazit Gemara says, come and look at the difference. Ma'bein. Between, next page. Tekifei Kadma, the haughty ones of the earlier generation, and the humble ones of the later generations. Okay? What does this mean? He says, Rabbi Gamliel was extremely gvuradik. Rabbi Gamliel was very, very powerful. Okay? Rabbi Gamliel, you didn't like what he said, man. He made you
suffer.
In fact, they threw him off. We learned the Gemara. In Brachas, they threw him off of being the leader when they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why he said, I'm like a man of 70. Because Rabbi Gamliel was very, very strict. For instance, there was a few episodes that Rabbi Gamliel was so tough, the Chum said, you know, it's